Bendigo Bank says it will continue to work with the people of Nauru to establish a branch there, despite the Nauruan government's attacks on the judiciary. This week, Nauru sacked and deported its resident magistrate and cancelled the visa of its chief justice, prompting allegations the Nauruan government doesn't respect the rule of law. There hasn't been a fully operational bank in Nauru for more than a decade. The government's critics say the attacks on the judiciary are an attempt by it to distract attention from its broken promise to open a new branch in the country this month. Ashley Hall reports.
The Nauruan government issued its first official statement today explaining why it sacked and deported the country's resident magistrate, Peter Law. It claims Mr. Law has been the subject of a number of complaints by former governments, members of the public and judiciary staff about his personal and professional behaviour. Among the allegations are claims that Mr. Law behaved inappropriately towards staff, that he was drunk and disorderly, interfered with cases and undermined public servants. The government says it's lost confidence in Mr. Law's ability to hear matters in a fair and equal manner. But Peter Law says the allegations are complete nonsense.
I have a disgruntled employee. I suspended him because he became abusive towards me. Now, he's made complaints against me, which I have denied to the government. So it's entirely untrue. And they're all unsupported. And for them to now turn around and try and rely on them is just ridiculous.
They say complaints have been made by former governments, members of the public and judiciary staff. You've identified some a member of judiciary staff. What about the others?
Well, I'm really unclear who or what they're talking about.
The government also alleges questions about your personal behaviour. They allege drunken, disorderly behaviour as well as dereliction of performing your duties as a magistrate. Were there any circumstances where this was raised with you?
None. No, there were none. But I have denied those allegations to the head of the public service because they're a nonsense.
The Nauruan government forced the former resident magistrate to return home to Australia on Sunday. After hearing the allegations against him, he's looking at suing for defamation.
Well, I'll have to. I mean, it's just completely preposterous, the allegations. So I will be taking action at the first opportunity.
The strife flared a couple of weeks ago when the government designated two people close to the former government as prohibited immigrants. When Mr. Law granted the pair an injunction against deportation, the government sacked him. It's a tactic that's all too familiar to David Lambourne. He's been practising law in the Central Pacific for nearly two decades, and he was Nauru's Secretary for Justice and Border Protection until the Minister for Justice sacked him in 2011, alleging he'd interfered with the judiciary. It's a charge he rejects.
Everyone knows everyone, everyone's related to everyone, and certainly in large periods through Nauru's history, governments have demonstrated their preference to rule more by fiat rather than by law.
The Nauruan government has appointed a new resident magistrate, a Melbourne solicitor, Andrew Jacobson. But the Chief Justice, Geoffrey Eames, says he won't resign his position, even though the government won't give him a visa. David Lambourne says that's likely to lead to a political showdown.
One of the ministers of the government of Nauru was quoted yesterday as saying, well, if they can't get Parliament to remove the Chief Justice, they'll simply suspend the constitution and do it that way.
Declare a state of emergency, and that gives the president quite wide-ranging powers, doesn't it?
Yes, and he can act contrary to the requirements of the constitution with very little room for challenge.
Roland Kuhn is an opposition MP who was Minister for Justice in the former Nauruan government. His partner, Katie Leroy, is one of the people deemed a prohibited immigrant. Until recently, she was Nauru's parliamentary counsel. Mr. Kuhn says the government's actions are clearly politically motivated.
The government is looking for scapegoats for its inability to deliver on its earlier publicly announced unrealistic promise of delivering a bank to Nauru by January.
So what's your plan from here? Obviously, at this stage, your partner can't return to Nauru. Will you be going back?
Well, yes, I have to go back. I'm a current member of parliament. I take this as a direct attack on myself and through my family, and it has to be a fight against it.
So how do you plan to fight?
Through the normal parliamentary process.
How confident are you that the parliamentary processes will stand up?
It's really the people of the voting public that has to also participate and say we don't accept the government disregarding the rules of Nauru.
Bendigo Bank says it's noted the recent events in Nauru, but has yet to speak to the Nauruan government about the developments. The bank says, in any case, it's been working with the people of Nauru to test community support for a branch that would operate independent of the government.
Ashley Hall.